What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
See him on the show, my man, Takeo Siddle, UNCW Seahawks, CAA, doing his thing, man. One of the few guys in the business that's around my age. So it's all good. Well, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Appreciate you having me, man. It's always good to hear from you, though.
No doubt, man. First, we get started, man. Congrats on your extension, man. How did it feel, man, to get the extension from the administration, the president, man, for all the great work you've been doing down there with the Seahawks, brother?
I mean, it's always good to get rewarded. You know, but you never jump into this thing for individual accolades or anything like that. But to get compensated and taken care of, you know, is very important. It's more important, you know, that we did what we did for the university, for the city, and, you know, for my assistant coaches to be taken care of. You know, all of that stuff is way more important to me. But I feel very blessed and humble, you know, to receive the extension.
No doubt. You're doing a heck of a job, bro, because I was telling people the other day about you on the show, like, you've had four 21-plus win seasons and four 12-plus wins in conference play in a hard league of CAA. And just talk about just the staff that you have around you, the players you've had, because that's hard to do coming as a first-time head coach where you've been and had success after that first year, where it was a little struggle for you.
Yeah, man, I took over the job. You know, when I took over the job, it was right when the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we started off from ground zero. I took over a bad situation, to be honest with you. We had, when I was with Kevin here, we had the program at, you know, at its peak. And then when I left to go to NC State, we dropped back down to the bottom. And so I was rebuilding the whole program right when the pandemic started. So, you know, we had a vision for sure, but, you know, the one thing that I'll tell you is that, you know, our culture was always at the forefront of that. And with your culture, you know, the people make your culture. And I've been blessed with a great staff. We've had great continuity on our staff and guys that I consider family. And we have an unbelievable chemistry with our staff. And then, you know, going down to the players, who are the most important? You know, we've been blessed with high character kids that have really embraced our culture and enhanced our culture. And, you know, that's why we're in this position that we're in right now.
No doubt, man. And what you said, something so important, like, and you know how it is this time of year, TKO, how dudes are trying to get jobs or looking elsewhere, trying to get them a better job. And to have continuity with your staff in this environment before the players got the way they are now, the coaching was crazy too. To have people who are loyal to you and your vision and your mission, man, that's a blessing to speak to them. How about getting the right people on the front end who will be loyal to that vision?
Absolutely. Like, people always ask me what's like for advice when they're becoming a head coach. And I say the number one thing that you have to do is make sure you get your personnel intact. And it starts with your staff. And, you know, I've had to make a couple changes early on. But right now, over the last 4 years, man, we've really had a really tight knit group that, you know, honestly, we wouldn't be in this position without them. So, you know, my staff is everything. That's my coaching staff, my support staff, my managers, GAs, all of them, administration, you know, everybody's, it's really, you know, fun to work with, and it's a great environment that we're in.
No doubt, bro. Talk about this too, man, like the support staff people, because I don't think fans understand how important those managers, those GAs, the support staff really is to the everyday continuity of the program. While you all are doing the scouting and recruiting, the front door stuff, that behind the scenes back end stuff is so important to winning basketball games.
Oh, it's so important. When you talk about, and for us, one of our core values is selflessness. You know, they're the most selfless people because they don't really get paid. You know, they don't get, you know, much recognition. But they are the heart and soul of our program. And we try to do as best as we can with taking care of them and whatever way that may be. But they're the ones in the trenches with the guys, you know, late night, early morning, you know, just stacking hours on top of hours, days on top of days. And like I said, they don't really get, you know, rewarded with being recognized and stuff like that. But they are the heartbeat of our program.
No doubt, bro. No doubt. Let me ask you this, man, since we're in this whole NIL world now or transfer portal world, how has it changed the way you build your roster now? It's kind of trying to vet a young man out to see with this whole new speed dating that you do these young men to really see, are they a fit for our culture? And trying to figure out why they leaving place A to want to come to place B with you.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. We try to do our part on the front end with just, you know, getting to know them, getting to know their parents, making sure that we get in front of them as much as we possibly can on the front end. And you really never know, but you can, you know, kind of develop a gut feeling when a kid is not the right fit for your program. What we try to do here is we try to lay everything out for them, how our culture is, what we're about. And, you know, I've had different instances where young men didn't work out. And so we had to part ways, you know, early in the season, midway through the season. And I try to use those as examples. And on the front end, I just tell them, hey, this place isn't for everybody. You know, we do things a little bit different. This is what it's going to look like. Now, you need to make your decision if this is the place that fits you. And we need to make a decision if you fit us. And so up front, we just try to lay everything out there, man. And we try to get it right as much as we can. But I'd be a fool to sit up here and tell you that we've gotten it right every single time. But we've gotten it right more times than not.
Man, I say that's the accurate say. You got it right more times than not. And looking at your roster, brother, like you have a veteran roster, but how cool is it to have young freshmen, sophomore in the pipeline to grow and develop? So when these veterans leave, they can be there to keep this train rolling with the culture that you developed and built here.
Well, I hope so. I'm hoping that it'll work out like that. But we've been blessed. Even last year, we had a lot of returners coming into last season. That we as coaches were able to lean on, and they pushed our culture. You know, they pushed our culture on the new guys that we brought in. And if we didn't have those guys, you know, we wouldn't have won a CAA title. You know, we wouldn't have won a lot of games, but they were at the forefront of pushing our culture, living it out. And the same goes for this season. You know, we have three key returners, and then, you know, we had a young man who didn't play as much last year that was in our program for a year. Those guys will be huge foundational pieces for this roster. And as we, you know, progress throughout the season, and they've done a great job. You know, we're in week six of summer school right now. They've done a really good job of not only enhancing our culture, but, you know, embracing it and, you know, pushing it onto the new guys. So they will be very important to our success.
And as you go through the summer process, brother, like, are you all playing a little bit more, kind of see what you have now? Because now with the NIL and portal world, you got to pretty much have a whole new team every year. So do you kind of see what you have? So you, when you come back in August, you can kind of figure out who fits what, where, based on summertime, where you're still trying to develop some guys as well and put some teams up in as you go?
Yeah, we've changed up a little bit this summer. And that's just because I try to tweak different things as you evaluate your team, evaluate the season before. You know, we've been competing a lot because we really believe in, you know, trying to be the most competitive team on the court and seeing what type of competitive nature these guys have. And that's what we've been really trying to watch out for. Along with that, we've been trying to build chemistry, you know, just doing a lot of team bonding stuff and spending a lot of time around each other. But, you know, we are competing a whole lot more than we had in the past, just to kind of see what our competitive nature is. So I think that's the biggest thing that we've done this summer.
And it's really going to be important to KO because you are going to be the hunted again because you won. So you got to have that competitive spirit every night because – everybody circles on their calendar, you win CW because of what y'all won last year. So you really need that callus now and get practice of getting everybody's best shot now.
Yeah, yeah. And that, you know, guys coming in here from new programs, you know, getting them to understand that, you know, is one thing for sure. And then just kind of, you know, trying to instill it in them on a daily basis is another. And so that's been a challenge, but I think we're up to speed on that. And so now, you know, throwing the details on top of it is a different layer. And we'll continue to focus on that, but we'll hit that really hard when we get back into preseason.
And you know what's crazy about it, man? Your league is so freaking tough. I watch y'all games, man, on the TV Sports Network, and those are dog fights, man. It's no easy night in the CAA. And talk about that, man, just compared to that you are. And you know there's no easy night in your league, and you got to bring it every night.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, part of our culture. Just trying to get the guys to understand that to try, you know, it's cliche, but just be great at the next thing, win every day in front of us because our schedule is tough. You know, on any – if you look around the country, and I haven't done this yet, but we won 14 league games this past season. You would think with that, you would at least get a share of a regular season title. But I think we were like three games out. I think Towson won like 16, 17 games or something like that. It's very competitive. You know, we lost to a couple middle of the pack teams. So just trying to really get them to embrace our culture of being great at the next thing and winning the day in front of them. So when we do get in that, the trenches of the conference schedule, we'll be great at the next thing. We will try to, you know, be great at winning our days. So that's where it all starts at for us.
No doubt. And like, you know, my father always tell me that you win championships in June. You can lose them too, but you can win them by the work you put in June, July, and August. You can really win in February and March when you put in the right work. And that's what my dad talks about, the right work. And that's what you're doing because you're going to need it with the league you every night.
No, I agree. I agree with your dad. That's why, you know, our first meeting, I talked to these guys about how important our summer is. It's the most important time, in my opinion. Just building that foundation of everything that we've been talking about on this call. So yeah, you can win them or lose them in the summertime.
And what I love about your roster, Takeo, is this, man, like, you got switchable size. So you can really defensively change your curves up based on what you want to do, whether you want to do drop, hard hedge, flat, ice, whatever you want to do. You got the ability to do whatever you want to with the switchable size you have and versatility you have defensively. And I'm sure that's what junior staff kind of wanted on your roster as you picked out the guys you wanted to have on the team this year.
Yeah, no question about it. We wanted to upgrade our size a little bit across the board. I thought we had a big team last year. And we were able to have really good success. And then my 2022 team that won the CBI championship, my point guard was 6'6", who's playing with the Hornets right now. And then, you know, we were 6'6", 6'5", 6'3". Like, we had great size. And so, you know, I always just wanted to just model my teams after those two teams. And we really upgraded our size this year.
No doubt, because, you know, you can't be size. Size is something you can't teach. You can't be – hey, if you got switchable size, and you offense can get downhill with size and cause conflict, they go, hey, you're going to make a part. You know what my dad would say to Kay? It was like, you're going to shoot me in my head, shoot me in my heart. Which one are you going to do?
Which one are you going to do? Yeah.
I'm still screwed in the way I'm screwed. I want to go.
Yes, sir, man. I love it.
Yeah, that's what y'all always tell me, man. Sometimes, when I'm out here coaching, man, I just don't know. Well, take it to my head or my heart. I don't know.
Right.
Or he would say sometimes it's bad and worse decisions you got to make. It's bad and worse.
Bad and worse. I'm going to use that one.
Yeah, it was bad and worse. You know, you gotta decide on what you got to do. It's schematically bad. So, yeah, man, I feel you, bro. You definitely got something going on up there, man. And for you, man, how's he trying to skills these games non-conference-wise as well, man, with you winning so much? Folks don't really want to play you. So how's that been for you and your staff on these games on schedule for next the non-conference thing?
Yeah, well, luckily we finished our non-conference. We had some back end of some home-and-home series that helped us. We only had to get 4 games for this next season. And we wanted to start those on the road so we can have them coming back here the following season. So we started some new series. Some new home and home series, which was great. But it was tough. You know, we probably had to schedule some, you know, outside of certain regions that I would want to go to, and play certain opponents that, you know, I probably wouldn't play on a normal year. But, you know, this year it was a little bit easier, man. If you look back at 2 years ago, Boss Man, we had 12 non-conference games. And 9 of them were on the road, and the 3 that we had at home were non-division ones.
We talked about that. Yeah.
So it was easier this year, but it wasn't easy. But it's tough to schedule when you've had the success that we've had in the past.
Which is a good problem to have, I would say.
I would say so, yeah.
Great problem to have. So, let's look for you, brother. I want to ask you, man. So, when you're not in the office coaching your tail off, man, so how are you getting away from the game and kind of decompressing and enjoying life, man?
Yeah, man, I try to take some long weekends here and there. You know, I live right at the beach down here. So, you know, taking a boat out, getting out there on the beach, spending some time on the water as much as I can, relaxing as much as I can, spend a little time with my family, my mom, you know, my grandmother, you know, just trying to move around and stay busy as much as I can and try to catch a little rest. Sundays are my day of rest, so I really don't do a whole lot then. But, you know, I move around a good bit, good enough to where I can reset and be ready to go to war when it's time to go to war.
Nah, I hear that, bro. Having the kids around may change my perspective. I'm still a grinder, but I've learned to pace that grind and have to, you know, do it for the kids. So, man, so I'm with you, brother. I'm big on that now, trying to decompress now with having kids around.
Yeah, you got to do that. If you don't, you're going to go crazy.
You got that right. And we don't need to be on that going crazy.
No, sir. No, sir.
I'm going to get a fine from the FCC or nothing.
No doubt.
No doubt, man, bro. Good to catch up with you, my brother. Hope to see you on the road in the live period, man. Hope you put all the success in the world, brother. Keep on doing your thing, man. You're a rock star in this business, man, and I'm always cheering for you, my guy.
I appreciate you too, man. Good luck with everything. Keep doing your thing, man.
Thank you, brother.
All right, see you, man.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.